From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
There's a song that says, if coal can turn to diamonds and sand can turn to pearls, and if a worm can turn into a butterfly, then love can turn the world. And it may not be the whole world, but it can just be someone's world. Let's see how this week's acts of love may just change the worlds of the persons on the receiving end, namely, residents at the Mount Olivet Boys Home and students and teachers of Jack's Hill Primary and Infant School in St. Andrew. Stick around to find out who is sharing the love.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds.
December 2009 marked the first visit of the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, to the Mount Olivet Boys Home in Manchester. And representatives of the agency have been making the trip thrice per year ever since, Easter, back to school, and at Christmas.
On Saturday, December 13, we went to the home for the Christmas visit for this year, 2014. And normally the home plans a prize-giving ceremony for the boys. And we're really happy. They have a Boy of the Year. So that person is awarded a certificate, and it, we really see that it uplifts the boys' spirit. Also, we get sponsors to come on board. So we give them treats. You know, it's Christmas time, and there's a gift of giving. So everybody wants to get something. So we ensure that we leave the boys with something.
That was Special Projects Officer JIS Christine Adegold. The Ewan Blake Why Be Afraid Foundation partnered with JIS for the second time to host the Christmas Treat. JIS held a number of internal fundraising activities such as cake sales and movie nights to support its work at the home and sought the assistance of various sponsors.
This year we're able to get Rainforest Seafoods to assist. That's with the Christmas meal that we had. And also we had New Choice Wholesale. Very interesting, actually, that, you know, we just went to purchase some items and they asked what it's about, and they decided to just go on board and give something right on spot. So we're really happy for that.
During the visit, the boys also shared their love with the JIS team through dancing, singing, and poetry. The students and teachers of Jack's Hill Primary and Infant School in St. Andrew received much welcomed Christmas gifts on December 16 when they were presented with three desktop computers and accompanying software valued at approximately $195,000 courtesy of the Universal Service Fund, USF.
These are well-needed computers because, as you can see in our computer lab, we have 11 old computers. They are out of service right now, you know, and our children have not gotten the chance since this term to use the computer. So we are very grateful for the computers, and they will serve the children well.
Principal of Jack's Hill Primary and Infant School, Beverly Jones. The presentation was made by Chief Executive Officer of USF, Hugh Cross. The donation was initiated by Board Chairman of Rural Water Supply Limited, RWSL, John Paul White. The management and staff of RWSL, who were on hand for the presentation, treated the students to a fun day to cap off the Christmas school term. The youngsters received gifts and snacks while enjoying various games and activities. Manager for Human Resources Corporate Services at RWSL, Muri Bennett, says the initiatives are consistent with the agency's corporate social responsibility to sponsor activities at one school each calendar year.
When we came in May to do the beautification, we saw the need for some computers. So we approached the Universal Access Fund, and right away they jumped on.
There's a part of a poem I'd like to leave with you. If children live with recognition, they learn it is good to have a goal. If children live with sharing, they learn generosity. And if children live with kindness and consideration, they learn respect. That's it for this week's edition of Sharing the Love. I'm Casita Irving, wishing you a Merry Christmas when it comes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.